Hi everyone, this is Julian Palumbo and Spirit with us. And today we're going to talk about your prayer life and how it opens a portal to God. This is going to handle why you should have a prayer life if you want to actually make contact with God in a very live way. So the art of a daily prayer time, and I call it an art, because it is, set aside time for this activity. Doing that is first and foremost an act of obedience and an act of sacrifice. You're actually nailing your flesh to the cross with Christ every day, which is what we're called to do. If you are a Christian who practices a daily prayer life, then you well know how much your flesh fights against it on a very daily basis. Does it ever get easier? Well, some days it seems a little easier than others, but the flesh is always there and it never likes it. So that's why the Bible says we have to just present ourselves a living sacrifice. Drag that kicking and squirming body to the altar like Abraham had to put Isaac on the altar in obedience and faith and trust. Just drag that kicking and screaming body to your prayer spot, wherever your private spot is, and say, okay, kneel down and start talking to God. And then you just do it. And oh, the Holy Spirit rushes in and takes over, and all that fighting dies away. And you're in. But at least I have to go through that every time. And I think it is an art, this art of daily prayer. And the more you do it, the more you understand and go deeper and deeper. And it will, your spirit will want it and hunger for it more and more as you do it. Whether you like doing it or not, you're feeding the spirit at that point, your spirit, your eternal spirit. And that's the part of you that wants to go pray, that wants to plug in that connection with the supernatural, with the spiritual, with the living God. And right now, on this earth as we live, that is pretty much the only way we can connect to Him. But it is super powerful and it is worth doing. And the more you do it, the longer you do it, the more powerful and open it becomes. And we'll go into that now. So I've learned that as you open this portal between worlds, and that's exactly what you're doing, as you open this door to God on a daily basis, He flows into you and brings your gifts and more as you abide in His presence this way. Yes, things come more and more clearly into your spiritual view, into your mind's eye. And you will become aware at this point or at some point that He is meeting you and communicating back to you what He wants to tell you or show you, and He'll do both, and He's doing it through His Holy Spirit. That's the part. And God just recently showed me that this Holy Spirit, oh, we're so glib about it, because especially if you've been raised in the faith or been a Christian for a long time, oh yeah, you know, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, think about it. The Holy Spirit is actually God the Father sharing a part of His very own spirit, giving it to you, putting it in you, a piece of Him. it's mind-blowing. God just opened my awareness to that. And that's another thing that happens while you're in your prayer time. All as you go through your daily prayers, I don't care if you say the same thing over and over again every day, the spirit is, your spirit is contacting the Holy Spirit and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're having another communication on another level. And you're, as you practice this obedience and discipline, yes, it's a discipline of the flesh, you're allowing God to communicate with your spirit on a whole nother level. And that's the part that you want. That's the part where the portal is opening between spirits in the spirit realm. And so he is going to begin to tell you and show you what he wants to tell you and show you. It's very much two-sided. It's not a one-sided exercise. Now, you might feel like that in the beginning as a brand new baby Christian. I know I did. And I was just determined. I had heard of all the great saints and generals of the faith who had these amazing prayer lives and just would get into prayer and be lost for hours and come out, and they would cause revivals to happen. They would cause miracles to happen. They would heal. It would heal people. It would do mighty things. But they gave themselves up into this prayer. And that, I believe, is a calling. And it does exist. And if you feel called to be a prayer warrior, or some people call it an intercessor on some level, well, that is a calling from God. And I believe he anoints you for that. And I believe I have a little bit of that. As I grew in my faith, I could just, and learning and just studying everything I could get my hands on, I began to become aware that God was saying in my deepest spirit, I want you to pray about this. I want you to dedicate yourself to pray against that. I want you to do spiritual warfare against that. That was coming from my deepest spirit. And I just knew that I knew that I knew that was what he wanted me to do. And I would never compare myself to the great generals of the faith and the great prayer warriors that were on their knees for hours and hours or even days. No way. but I have a little taste, a little tippy taste of the corner of that sometimes. And it's amazing. It's wonderful. And I feel so privileged to be able to do that. So you're saying that he wants to tell you and show you things, and as you just practice by obedience, this discipline, you will become aware, and it's different for everyone, I'm sure, that your spirit is communicating with God's spirit, and it's actively going on, and the portal is open. Now, this is all under God's control, and none of it is under our control on our side. As he wants to, as he wills, the Holy Spirit will start to communicate with you, tell you what he wants to tell you, not tell you what he doesn't want to tell you, when he wants to tell you. You might have days where you don't sense any of that going on. And by the way, sensing it has nothing to do with it. You can go for days, weeks, months in the beginning, as a new baby Christian, and you will say, I don't sense anything, you know, I don't know, I'm just going by total faith, blind faith here, that God's with me and he's listening. But other than that, I got nothing. Don't give up. Push through this time, because it will change, and it will only change when God's ready to do it. So you're kind of powerless anyway. Just keep on showing up in your prayer closet. Keep on talking to him. Now let's go on. You have to just do it out of love and grateful obedience. Leave it all up to God. You will begin to see your spirit growing amazingly as you connect with the true source of all life and truth. Your vibrant holiness. He pours more and more into you, charging up, teaching if you open the understanding. Sorry about that. I can't read my own writing. God downloads this to me so fast. It's scribbled here. But he will pour more and more into you, teaching you and opening up your understanding of his word to you. And none of that is under your control. Let me remind you, you can't try and make it happen. That's the beauty of it too. You can't make it happen. So just sit back and relax. You just fulfill your part. Meet him there and talk to him more and more. And it now your relationship will gradually and wonderfully and excitingly become so alive. It fairly glows with communication from heaven and with life itself, capital L, life. It's fascinating and magnetic and wonderful when this begins to happen. And it begins to happen when he wants and where he wants and if he wants. So again, you can't make it happen. You'll discover your spirit is fed and delighted, comforted and content, peaceful and happy in a way totally different than anything the material world can give you. Never forsake your meeting with God privately, one-on-one. And when you do meet, here's a special key. Speak out loud to him. I know I've told you this in other podcasts, but this is so key. It builds your faith and the enemy hates it. Cry, groan, let go to the Heavenly Father. Find that place that you can do this so you can focus completely and privately on him. So you're not, I can't think of that word, but you're not inhibited. That's probably it. The Father of lights in whom there's no darkness at all will begin to communicate with you through his spirit, and the Lord Jesus will communicate with you through his spirit. Also his same spirit. And just speak as if the spirit world is as real as this world. Absolutely 100%. Speak to God and also the enemy when the Holy Spirit directs you in your prayer time. That in that way, out loud, because you're talking to them as though they're real people. God is a real person, a personality, a personage, three people in one. The enemy is made up of evil spirits of every level that are personalities and persons. So speak to them that way. Otherwise, you're not going to get very far. Practice a daily prayer time in a private spot. Talk out loud. It's very important. This is the way that Satanists and witches work to break through to their spirits. Oh, yes, they actually practice a form of prayer. They practice faith, too. And no doubting allowed, or sometimes they suffer for it. So Satan, don't forget, wants to copycat everything that God does and have his own perverted and corrupted version of it. Very much so, because it's his goal, don't forget, from the very beginning to be God. Easy. He wants to be God. So he wants everything that God gets. He wants everything that God has. So how much more if these Satanists and witches and other occult members practice faith, how much more should we practice absolute faith in our God? As you do it, don't worry about how long it takes, this praying, this practicing faith, this speaking out loud. Remember, as long as it takes, that's up to God. You at some point, though, will become aware that he's speaking to you through your spirit, in your mind, in ways that he chooses. It's not up to you. But when it happens, you'll know and be so grateful and encouraged. He doesn't want you to be to just constantly seek out experiences, however. Now, this is a little trap, and this can be why God takes so long and is very careful to give us any experiences of the senses that we can actually sense him in different ways. Because until we're ready to handle that, the flesh wants experiences. Never forget that. The flesh is seeking experiences. So he's very careful on a personal one-to-one basis when you're ready to handle it, and that you will not do it through your flesh, but that you will humbly and gratefully receive any perception of his communications in your spirit, very humbly, very gratefully, and nothing of the flesh, and nothing thinking that, oh, I'm hearing from God now. I'm somebody now. Maybe I'm a prophet. Maybe I'm a healer. Maybe I'm this, that. No, 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 no. If you begin to think that way, hear this. The Holy Spirit will use a clean vessel for what he wants to do at his timing, in his will. It's all according to his will, and absolutely we have no control over it. And he certainly will not use someone who's in the flesh. No, he will not use someone who's being steered by their flesh. And the flesh can be very tricky. You may think that you're not, and you still are being controlled by your flesh. So the more we put down and starve our flesh and leave these things up to God to be used of God as he wants to, as you go through your days, you just humbly and obediently love him and serve him, that's when he'll use you. And you will maybe not even see it coming. I know I don't see it coming. And when it happens, that's how I know I didn't plan this. I didn't come up with the words. I didn't think about doing this activity or action, whatever the case may be. It came out so spontaneously that I wasn't even ready for it. I didn't know it was going to happen. And that's when I know it was the Holy Spirit. He did it and used me. I was just a vessel there, a convenient vessel that he could use. And it just makes you feel so wonderful when he does that. And you can't seek it. You can't ask. Well, I guess you could ask for it. I do. But then I just wait and say, Lord, I don't care if it, whenever you want to use me, next week, next year, who cares? As long as I'm here and ready when you want me. And now, we just said that you shouldn't seek out these experiences. Don't. And I think the more that you do seek them out, the more he will push us back on to a purely faith basis. What I mean by that is, of course, we're always on a faith basis. But when you're not sensing or perceiving any connection with him in the spirit, that's what I mean by you're taking it all by faith and not by sight, or because faith is the evidence of things not seen. One of our senses is seeing, but also feeling, all that. That's what I mean by our senses. We may not know anything is going on in the spirit realm. We may not. And he may close that door for a while, so that we do get back on the right track. And only when we're ready and according to his will. So don't even try. Just don't even try. Just tell him you're ready. If he ever wants to use you, you're here. And then just love him and worship him. When we reach the place where we don't care about experiences at all, we just want to love him and please him and make him smile, we are overflowing. And when we're overflowing in gratitude that he wants to hear from us in prayer, wants to relate to us in any way that he chooses, that's usually when the portal door opens and he is free to interact with us more and more. Don't worry about that. Don't seek it. But know that he absolutely loves to hear from us. Oh, yes. The Bible is full of verses that talk about him being a God who hears and answers prayer. It's all over the place. I tried to find a couple of verses for today, and I just found so many. I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, okay. The whole Bible's screaming the fact that you want to hear from us and you want to answer us in your way, in your time. So one thing God has just taught me recently, and I'm just loving it, is that he wants to hear from us on a daily basis. And to that end, think about when Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, and he taught them the Our Father, as we call it. And one of the things that's in the Our Father is to ask for our daily bread. Now, that all of a sudden God opened my understanding on that. He's not giving us bread, or in other words, our needs, any needs that we have, is represented by the daily bread, our very practical everyday needs as human beings. He wants us to ask only for the one day. And he wants us to come back tomorrow and ask for it again. And the next day, he wants us to come back and ask for it again. And I believe why? Why does he do it that way? Well, why do you think? He's loving the interaction between him and us, because that's why he created man, to have a relationship. He loves and desires that relationship so deeply that he wants us to come on a daily basis and ask for our needs, whatever we need. So now when I'm in my prayer closet, I hold up my hands like and imagine and picture a big bowl or basket, and I ask him to fill my basket with my daily bread. And I just feel this sensing in my spirit how delighted he is when I do that. He loves it. And I encourage you to do it too. Your sensing of him will grow as you walk with him month by month, year by year. Be obedient, and he will open doors as you are ready. And just remember, believe that he hears you. He is listening and paying you his divine attention. He's bending over and paying so close attention to every little word you say. And that's a fact. And even groanings and utterings and just crying, sobbing, he's paying close attention to all of it. Believe that. Even if you can't have any sense of it, take it by faith, even as long as it takes. And that's coming from Psalm 139, verse 4. So thank you for listening today. I hope that was a blessing and it helped some of you out there. And stay tuned for next time. And I'll talk to you soon. God bless you all.